There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's a Thursday. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. Gang's here, ready to go. Operator Tyler standing by for phone calls, emails, tweets. Seton, Paulie, Fritzy, McLovin. Oh, no, that's right. McLovin's not here any longer.
Whoa, I know. Dude, what was that?
That habit?
What was that, dude?
So it's Seton and Paulie and Fritzy and Marvin. McMarvin.
McMarvin. You going to stand for that, dude?
Go ahead.
You going to sit for that?
Man, what happened?
I don't know. You're so valuable now. You're the most valuable Danette right now, here in late July, halfway through the season.
Mid-season MVP.
Me?
Yes.
I'm Amari Stoudemire. Amari Stoudemire was like, he was like mid-season MVP 1 year.
Oh.
25 games in.
Okay.
I was like, yeah.
You're mid-season MVP.
What? Thank you.
Most valuable Danette. Yes, Seton.
I've probably copied McLovin on 150 emails that I didn't mean to. Because over the years, I get into the habit, like,
yes.
I just type it out the same way. I add you, I add Paul, I add Todd, I add Andrew. And then it was Marvin, but almost a million times I'll look, I'll be like, Andrew, oh, no, wait, hold up, delete that.
No. McLovin's not in the picture any longer. We wish him well, hope he's doing well. But Marvin has been, so far, the most valuable Danette. Halfway point, though. We've seen Todd win the most valuable Danette and be the least valuable Danette in the same season.
Very difficult to do.
It is, but you did it.
Somehow I pulled that off.
Yes, Paulie.
Is there a sports equivalent to that where you were both fantastic and awful in the same year? Can you do that? It'd be like being named NFL Coach of the Year and then being fired?
The following year.
Yeah.
Rarely do places, any place of employment, let alone sports, do worst employee of the year.
Right.
That's something unique just to us.
No, least valuable, okay. Danette.
Very rarely do people, it's usually just shown in other ways. It's not usually verbalized.
Do you think Apple or Google, like they have the least valuable employee there? And the award goes to?
Seems like it'd be frowned upon in today's culture.
Yeah, it would be.
Yes.
Not here.
No. It's embraced in this culture. All right. Stat of the day is brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you. If you haven't downloaded the app, please do so you can watch this program. Also, I ran into somebody who said they held off getting Peacock for the longest time because they didn't want to see what we look like. And then I go, and what'd you think? And she said, I probably should have held off a little bit longer.
Oh.
And I went, okay. Do we sound sexy? Do we sound interesting, entertaining?
Tell Margot Robbie to come in here and say
that.
And
she said, yes, you do. But sometimes you have this vision in your mind, and then when you see what you guys actually look like, I go, but you knew what I look like. She goes, yes. I said, do you want to name names? And she goes, no. I'm just saying, collectively, you guys didn't look like I thought you would look. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, well, collectively, You don't look like you
look. Well, boom. You got, yeah. Take that.
Yeah, why don't you look better?
You take ben. That. Yeah.
Whatever you do.
Who are you to say we don't look
collectively,
good?
Collectively, you look like crap. There, I said it.
Yeah.
You'd be better looking.
Yeah. Well, I usually get, you're taller than I thought. Well, because I spent my entire life sitting down when I do my job. Therefore, you don't see me standing up. But if they meet me in person, like, oh, you're taller than I thought. Yeah. And everybody at SportsCenter, if it was Carl Ravage, who is whatever, 5'9 or 5'10, and he was next to me, we would be the same height. Or if I was with Linda Cohn, we'd be the same height. That's the magic of TV. You had to adjust your chair accordingly. Okay. Poll question.
Good to know you're still hot as ever, though, Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they didn't say that. No, she didn't say that. She just said, you guys. Although, didn't you say when I said, you know what? The Irish, we got kind of cheated on looks.
Yeah.
And then you said what?
Speak for yourself.
I know. See, no, we were on the basketball floor.
I'm hot.
And I said, you know, yes, he did say that. I said, you know, we're going to Dublin. Man, why did we get cheated on looks? You know, the Irish.
The Irish are beautiful people.
And Seton goes, speak for yourself. I'm hot. I said, yes, you are. Yes, yeah, Marvin.
I'm a damn good looking fella.
Yeah. Seton's the only person on this staff. Seton's the only person on this staff at somebody's hall pass. Remember a woman called in husband called in? And he was like, oh, you know, seeing my wife's hall pass.
Wow.
I don't remember that.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, take that, peacock lady.
Yeah, woman who won't download the app. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
What do you think is the conventional wisdom, the best looking country in the world where you're like, ooh, I want to go there. There's a lot of hot people. Is there a country that people like, I don't know.
Brazil.
Brazil.
Yeah, I've been there.
Brazil would jump up there.
Yeah.
Italy's got to be up there.
Italy, yeah. Spain.
Yeah, Spain's a good one. Yeah.
Iceland?
I haven't been to Iceland. I would think maybe Sweden. Netherlands? Netherlands?
Yeah. Hottest country.
Hottest country.
Something real, just like exotic or something about Brazil.
Yeah. You know, it was weird when I was on the beach. So I'm doing the Olympics over there, and one of our setups was on the beach. And when you're not on TV, you're just taking in the sights. And
yeah, what's up?
Wow. Wow. There are a couple of times where you go, is that a bathing suit? I don't think there's enough cloth there to be a bathing suit. And it was on a guy. I'm just kidding. Yes, Marvin.
I was going to say, those are just stay-at-home moms.
They were very beautiful people there. I'm just going to say that. Okay, we're off to a rousing start.
Start. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, whoa. A rousing start.
Man, I was just in Italy when we were on vacation, and we spent a day at a beach near Cinque Terre, like it's a little south of there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman there who... Yeah, you know, was probably in her upper 70s, maybe 80s, mm-hmm. even, and she was enjoying the beach,
mm-hmm.
And her top was off,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a very interesting experience to see how free people could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a little too free.
No, yeah. No. I mean, hey, look, she was beautiful. She was a gorgeous woman.
Usually, the people who have
it is interesting though. They'd be there like on a it wasn't a nude beach or anything like that. But then your 13-year-old son is like. Whoa. Whoa. <Yeah. laughs>
That wasn't on the rundown of what we were doing today.
Why don't we just stay here for the rest of the day? This is pretty fun. I'm not hungry. We'll just stay here.
My son was probably around your son's age now when we were in south of France in Nice and on the beaches. And the waves are crashing in, and so he's backing out in the water. And the next thing, and I said to my wife, I said, watch this. There was a woman who was topless in the water. So as he's backing out, trying to fight off the waves, he turns to his right, and right there he's got headlights right in his face. And then he came in, he goes, it wasn't my fault. And we were like, no, we get it. You know, that's what they do over here. They're a lot freer than we are.
Yeah.
They're less uptight about it.
Yeah, they're not as uptight. Exactly.
All righty.
Just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah. Let's do it now.
Topless?
Skin.
Yeah, just take our clothes off.
It's radio.
Yeah. Well, no, it's TV, too.
Oh.
No. Seaton's going to do it. Seaton will do it. The all-new Ironwood Grill segue, loaded with enhanced features, the Flat Rock Flat Top Grill, all the great things that Traeger grills provide, making wood-fired flavor and cooking easy to enjoy. Start shopping for grilling essentials at Traeger.com. Meet Friday coming up tomorrow. All right, we'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Phone calls are always welcome. Aaron Rodgers reworks his contract for the Jets. We'll discuss that. Jim Irsay, who can't stop talking, jabs running backs while his running back is probably up for a contract next year in Jonathan Taylor. USA Netherlands, it's a 1-1 draw. The Angels make it official. They pull Ohtani off the trade market, which means he was on the market. This just feels like wishful reporting, that we were looking for something, because there's usually nothing in July. And you're like, oh, what do we have here? We got that Northwestern hazing thing. Yeah, we've already talked about that. We got players showing up to camp. Yeah, we talked. Hey, Ohtani could get traded. Okay. Let's go all in on this. And once again, as I brought up yesterday, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if the Angels are buying, not trading, selling at the trade deadline. And they brought in a couple of pitchers. They want to win now. And if you trade Ohtani away, although I would have traded Ohtani, because here's my thought process with this. Artie Moreno doesn't want to be known as the owner who, traded away Shohei Ohtani. I don't think you want to be known as the owner who didn't get anything for Shohei Ohtani when he goes to free agency. And it seems like he's going to free agency. If he's not committing to you right now to say, whatever it takes in the offseason, I want to stay, but I do want to go to free agency. This is where I want to stay. If you say that to me and I'm Artie Moreno, I'll take you at your word, and then I'll let you go to market, and then we'll pay for you. But if you're not going to commit to me, I don't want you to walk at the end of the year when the Dodgers go, what's the price tag? Yeah, we'll pay it. Or the Yankees, or the San Francisco Giants, or Seattle Mariners, or Orioles, or whoever. Now all of a sudden you got four or five different teams. And plus, Ohtani would be going to a team that doesn't have to give up any of its draft picks or any of its players, any minor leaguers. You don't have to deplete the farm system. If I'm Ohtani, you want to make sure you're going to a team where you don't lessen their, the strength that you're going to have. You want to look at this long term, not just 1 year. You don't want to take away assets, valuable assets that can help you be sustainable for years to come. But if you said, I don't want to be known as the owner, Harry Frazee, who traded away Babe Ruth. Well, it wasn't like free agency was happening that Babe was going to leave there at the end. They sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees. But this is not, the 1920s. I want to make sure I get something for Shohei Ohtani. I hope he stays. If he doesn't stay and he walks, then we don't get anything. Or you get some draft pick. But yeah, it's a little bit confusing, but he is off the market, which means apparently he was on the market, which I don't know if that was true or not. But it certainly felt like we wanted him to be on the market. All right, Seaton, what do you have poll question-wise?
Got a couple options here, Dan. This one's from Paulie. Who's having the worst month? NFL running backs or the Pac-12?
Ooh.
Or others?
Okay.
NFL running backs seem to be having a particularly bad month.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I don't know what. Now Colorado wants to leave the Pac-12.
That's not great.
Right? They are leaving.
Isn't going that to funny how that 12? Changed? All of a sudden, we're like, oh, crap. Colorado's leaving the Pac-12. What are we going to do?
I know. And before Deion got there, no one would care. They'd be like, oh, they're leaving? Oh, we didn't even know they were in the Pac-12.
Still playing football?
Yeah. Oh. And now that you have Deion there, it's like, oh, damn, we're going to lose Colorado. Yeah, Paul.
By the way, if you miss the Pac-10, you may be getting it back soon. That's
Pac,
the direction.
Pac-8.
Yeah, Pac-8.
Pac-8.
LOL.
No offense.
Yeah.
No offense.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk live co-host, NBC Football Night America, and one of the most knowledgeable football people we have doing this. Joining us on the program. Fritzy and I had a debate. I don't want to say it was a heated debate, but we had a debate about the philanthropic Aaron Rodgers giving back to the Jets here. Fritzy thinks that somehow, somewhere down the road, Rodgers will get that money back. I thought it's still a nice gesture to give the Jets $35 million back. Help us understand what Rodgers is doing, and is it honorable?
Fritzy's instincts are right. I've got a theory on this. And since I've been labeled one of the top five conspiracy theorists in the NFL, I have to work hard to continue to hold that status. Here's what I think is going to happen. And this all comes from, and I'll give you the chain of events. Ben Fisher of Sports Business Journal reported on Tuesday afternoon evening that the NFL last week passed a rule preventing owners from giving equity to players or other employees. In the aftermath of that report surfacing, I talked to some people and I learned that as Aaron Rodgers was reconfiguring his contract with the Jets, Dan, he was trying to get equity in the franchise. My theory is this $33.7 million gift to Woody Johnson, which is exactly what it is, because look, Dan, they could have found a way to move money around and load up the team this year and next year, and they could have dealt with the salary cap issues after Rodgers was long gone. This gift, I predict, 5, 6, 7 years down the road, will result in Aaron Rodgers being sold a small percentage of the New York Jets. Book it now. I predict it will happen later.
Well, I won't be doing this.
I saw that.
Yeah, I'll be retired by then. So Fritzy and I guess we'll have an argument over the phone maybe. But he could have kept his deal though, Mike. Right?
Oh, he could have. He could have. And look, Dan, I'd been plugged into this for months. From the point that Rodgers unexpectedly took a $58 million option bonus that was due this year, moved it to next year to give the Packers, the team that he supposedly hates, at least the front office, some cap relief on his way out the door. And the Jets and Rodgers had to figure out how they're going to reallocate that money. I had heard that he was possibly going to take less money from the Jets than he was supposed to make this year and next year from the Packers. And I think the strategy here is, and we have to assume Aaron Rodgers is smart, so he's strategic. You ingratiate yourself to the team, to the locker room, to the front office, to the fan base, to the media. And the thinking is, you appear to be unselfish. You appear to be a guy who's helping the team, and you make it all back one way or the other. Sponsorship deals, appreciation of the percentage you buy down the road, whatever it is, you're going to make that $33.7 million back at some point down the road. And I think that's part of his calculation. He'll get that back and then some, and he rides into New York and he stays the hero. And everyone's going to go easy on him, and everyone's going to praise him, and no one's ever going to ask him a tough question because he's such a great guy who took $33.7 million less.
Any other quarterbacks doing this?
Well, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is in a roundabout way. Patrick Mahomes is content to be grossly underpaid, and Chiefs fans just love it when I point that out. But Mahomes 3 years ago was the highest paid quarterback at $45 million. Now you've got Justin Herbert at $52.5 million. It's just a matter of time before Joe Burrow goes higher than Herbert. Mahomes, meanwhile, seems to be content to be underpaid. And Tom Brady's the guy that got all this started, being underpaid to help with the construction of the team. And this is where the system is rigged against the great quarterbacks, because they make the game go. They are worth more to the league than they are to their individual teams. How do they pick the primetime games every year? By where the quarterbacks are going to be. So if we had a chance to do it all over again, I think you should have a league-wide fund that pays the great quarterbacks, because they mean more to the Shield than they do to their teams. And the salary cap gets used as leverage to get them to take less in the hopes of winning.
Yeah, we've proposed that for a while now, that just have a separate salary cap for your quarterbacks. Or can we do something with the running backs that we start them out with a 3-year deal, or we let them leave college after their sophomore year? Is there any solution that would help everybody and the owners don't go, you know, we're still not paying?
Well, don't tell Jim Irsay. He's already making it clear that nothing will be done, which isn't going to help the cause. He would have been better off saying nothing, because these guys are mad. And if you have an owner saying things like he said last night on Twitter, they're only going to get more upset. This is an organic realization by the running backs that the system screws them. The weirdest part about this, Dan, this has been the case for 15 years that running backs have been taken advantage of
by
the
system. When did it start, Mike? Do you remember?
I asked someone last week, what's the root cause of this issue? Somebody who's been involved in the league at a high level for a long time with one of the teams. And I was told, blame analytics and Mike Shanahan. Go all the way back to 1999. Terrell Davis tears his ACL. Orlandis Gary comes in and has 1,100-plus rushing yards in 1999. 2000, I don't know what happened to Orlandis Gary, but Mike Anderson has 1,400 rushing yards in that system. It's the system that makes it go. So you can throw a rock and find a running back who can come in and make it happen. Every major college every year has a running back that could play running back at the NFL level. The supply outweighs the demand. You throw on top of that this analytics obsession with surplus value. Where's the surplus value? Not at the running back position. It's at quarterback, receiver, pass rusher, and corner. That's it. The other positions are viewed as interchangeable. Mm. So it's hard for the great players to get paid. And for running backs, by the time you're 27, 28 years old, you've got a lot of mileage. You're expecting a lot of money. There's younger and cheaper guys out there. That's how it all happened. What's amazing is finally the running backs are standing up and saying, this is unacceptable. I just don't know what they can do about it.
They can't do anything. And we were just talking about this, that people go, well, you bargained for this collective bargaining agreement. You can't slip in language that says, and by the way, can we have running backs be paid commensurate to wide receivers? It doesn't happen. The owners aren't going to let you could try to put that in there, but that's not going to happen. They took years trying to get marijuana testing taken out of the NFL. I don't think you're going to slip in a clause that said, hey, running backs are grossly underpaid. We get it, but, you know, quarterbacks are not grossly underpaid, or wide receivers aren't, defensive tackles aren't, left tackles aren't. It's just middle linebackers and running backs are underpaid.
Dan, here's the problem. The union is hopelessly conflicted here because it represents all shapes and sizes of players. So you rob Peter to pay Paul. If you're going to help the running backs, if you're going to get the league to do something to improve running back pay, the league's going to say, what's in it for us? What are you giving us in return? You may hurt some other position as you try to maintain that balance between labor and management. Running backs arguably should have their own union. There was an effort in Chicago 4 years ago to create a running back bargaining unit. It went nowhere. That's one way to do this. Dan, the other thing you do, and I don't know that this would ever work, but this is the best thing that I've managed to come up with. If all the running backs would get together now, and if they would get all running backs currently in the league and all agents to commit that next year's crop of running backs will go along with this, if they say next year for the offseason program, you're not going to have a single running back present on any team. And if they can sell that as something they can pull off, and I don't think they can pull it off, but if they could pull that off, that would be a way to get the league's attention and maybe get them to figure out something. And the best, this is a Chris Sims solution. He may have mentioned it on your show earlier this week. The idea of having a league-wide fund of money that pays running backs for performance, because they do their best work when they're under peanuts deals in comparison to what veteran players make. Pay them then, when they have 1,500 rushing yards and 15 rushing touchdowns.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. Is the NFL done with Daniel Snyder?
Well, I think there's one open issue as far as the NFL is related, and this dawned on me last night. The finding from Mary Jo White's report that the Commanders essentially moved money around, moved revenue around from NFL events to non-NFL events at FedEx Field, concerts, college football games, in order to avoid sharing money with the teams. That money also would have gone into the pot that determines the salary cap. So the NFL Players Association may have something to say about this. And when I read that report last week, Dan, it was clear to me that Mary Jo White was providing a blueprint for a prosecution under Virginia, Maryland, or federal law. Each one potentially would have some degree of jurisdiction. I don't know what's going to happen, if there's going to be a prosecution, if the statutes of limitations haven't expired, but she basically found fraudulent conduct. She never used the word fraud, but she found fraud. And if you do any research of the laws out there, and it's all available to anyone who's curious, there are laws in every state, many laws against fraud, and people get prosecuted for fraudulent schemes all the time. So the NFL may be done with him, but the NFLPA may have something to say, and there may be some aggressive prosecutors out there taking a look at Mary Jo White's report.
Dalvin Cook visiting the Jets. Your thoughts?
Well, they got some extra money thanks to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And his cap number, if he hadn't redone his deal before he left the Packers, his cap number would have been $15 million or so when the Jets acquired him. His cap number now is about $8 million. So there's $7 million right there they didn't expect to have. And Breece Hall, who was off to a great start last year as a rookie, he tore his ACL. They're not 100% certain he's going to be ready to go week one, or he's going to be the guy he was last year. And Dalvin Cook's available, and they're all in, and they could pull that off. And really, at the end of the day, this is 33. You know how good you feel when you find a $20 bill and a pair of pants you haven't worn in 3 months? Woody Johnson found $33.7 million in a pair of pants today. He's got plenty of money to go get Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers is very generous.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that a charitable deduction? Like, is that a write-off for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a write-off because it was never in. He just gave it up. But yeah, he should have found some other way to manage his tax bracket. But again, it'll all work out when he owns 1.327% of the New York Jets 7 years from now.
Do you hate Aaron Rodgers?
No, I don't, Harry. I have a ton of respect for Aaron Rodgers. I like the fact that there's kind of a healthy disagreement from afar. I think he and I, he may disagree with me on this, I think he and I have a lot more in common than anyone ever realizes, and I don't think he would ever agree with that, not even in one respect.
Okay. If you had to bet on coaches getting fired midseason, we had three last year.
Ooh, midseason. Well, depending upon what happens with the Chargers, it wouldn't stun me. This new deal for Justin Herbert just puts more pressure on Brandon Staley. Yeah. And what did we last see from Brandon Staley? A playoff appearance and a historic flameout against the Jaguars where they blew a 28-point lead. So I think he's got a ton of pressure on him going into the season. Look, there's always going to be a team that stumbles out of the gates. What does the owner do when you're 0-4, 1-5, 2-7? And you had all those expectations not all that long ago to be a competitive team. So it all comes down to how the owner is wired and what the owner decides to do in that stress and strain of the moment. But I'd be very nervous this year if I'm Brandon Staley, because all that money to Justin Herbert, if it doesn't work this year, it's not like they're getting rid of Herbert. They're getting rid of me. And there's coaches already circling at Chargers job. They were doing it last year, Dan. The coaches who are eyeballing NFL jobs, they want to work with the franchise quarterback. They want to work with Justin Herbert.
Well, Sean Payton.
He would have taken. I mean, I don't know this, but between Broncos and Chargers, if both jobs are open, you're taking the Chargers job if you're Sean Payton.
Yeah. I said this earlier. What is considered a great season for the Jets? Like that. What would be a bad season for the Jets?
Making the playoffs.
Okay, let's say they make the playoffs. I said if you do one and done, then you didn't have a great year.
I would agree with that, especially because that's been the Aaron Rodgers flaw. Failure to deliver in the postseason. Great in the regular season. The playoffs come around. And this is one of Sims' complaints about Aaron Rodgers, not mine. So, Aaron, don't blame me for this one. Sims believes that when the season is riding on that one game in January, Rodgers is too careful. Rodgers doesn't let it rip. Rodgers is too concerned about throwing an interception that he doesn't just go out and play the way that he did from week one through week 18. And there's too many times they've been the one seed. They've lost at home. I mean, it goes all the way back to 2011. The year after they won the Super Bowl, they were the one seed and the Giants went into Lambeau Field and beat them. We saw them lose to the 49ers at Lambeau Field. They lost to the Buccaneers the year before that. Both years, Aaron Rodgers was the league MVP, so he's got to deliver when it's one-and-done pressure. But first, they got to get there. Dan, and I apologize if I'm repeating myself of something I said on your show before. Look at the schedules of the teams in the AFC East. They play each other twice. They play every team from the AFC West. They play every team from the NFC East. If you don't win that division, you may not get in, because you're going to be compared then to the second and third place teams from the other divisions that have easier schedules. It's going to be very hard for the second place team in the AFC East to get in. So if the Jets don't win the division, they may not get in.
I know. I brought that up after you had mentioned that, because sometimes we just look at a team and look at the talent and we go, oh, you can pencil in 11 wins. And then I always say, look at the schedule and see if you can pencil in 11 or 12 wins there. And when you start to look at who you have to play, there's no gimmies. Used to be with the Patriots, the rest of the division was a gimme. And you'd be like, all right, let me lock in 6 wins here. Well, that's not the case anymore. So I think there's 11 wins would be a good start for the Jets.
You look at that schedule. Where are 11 wins? And you could argue their week one game at home against the Bills is the most important game of the year, because if they lose that one to the Bills, then they have to go play in Buffalo later in the year. You get swept by the Bills, you ain't winning that division. You got to make up 3 games the rest of the year to catch and pass the Bills. So they need to hold serve in those legacy white uniforms that you can buy wherever your equipment is sold. Please go buy more. Woody Johnson made $33.7 million yesterday, God. But he'd surely like to make a lot more. But that week one game, critical. And we're going to know a lot about the Jets by the time it's week 4 when the Chiefs come to town.
Who do you think dislikes Aaron Rodgers more, Fritzy or Mike Florio? Paulie?
Clearly Fritzy. Mike's using it as a tool, and it's working well for him.
Okay.
Thank you.
But Mike, then you're saying Mike just called Aaron Rodgers a tool.
No, Rodgers called Florio a tool.
That's what I took from that. Seton, who do you think dislikes Aaron Rodgers more?
I'm going to go Mike, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to go Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marvin?
I'm going to go Fritzy.
Okay. So we're split here.
Dan, what's your vote?
I'm going to go Fritzy.
Okay.
I think you're Skip Bayless-ing Aaron Rodgers the way Skip does LeBron James.
You know, if I didn't have so much respect for you and so much appreciation for what you've done for my career,
I apologize.
I would turn off my computer right now and never talk to you.
I mean, there's no reason to get nasty.
I apologize. I apologize.
That's all right.
Mike, thanks for joining us.
Good talking to you.
That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. The look on Mike's face when I said you're Skip Bayless-ing Aaron Rodgers the way Skip does LeBron James. And his face sort of was like, what? All right, let's take a break. We'll get some phone calls coming. Oh, the Dolphins make me cry. Darius Rucker, I think, is going to join us next hour. We're 8 days away from Darius paying off the bet with Fritzy, that Fritzy gets to go on stage and sing two Hall & Oates songs. I hadn't heard from Darius in a while. I heard from him this morning, and he said, what time? He didn't say, hey, love to join you. It was like, what time? As if, let's get this over with. He'll join us, I believe, coming up next hour, and we'll find out if he's paying off the bet that we had during the football season. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is happening. Darius has really gone radio silent, though. I was reaching out, I was reaching out to him, and I didn't hear back. And I thought, well, there's this bet. The Dolphins, of course, made him cry. And Fritzy was going to get to sing two Hall & Oates songs. And he would be the warm-up act or the opener before the opening act for Darius Rucker 8 days from now. Darius Rucker joining us on the program. What would you like to say?
I'm in, man. I lost the bet. We're ready.
Okay. Now, what does that mean? Because if Todd is singing two Hall & Oates songs, what role do you play with Todd singing those songs? When do these songs happen, first of all?
We'll have to figure that out, because I guess my band's going to have to play them, right? Because, you know, it needs backup music, right?
Yeah. Are you singing?
I have to sing backup. Yeah, of course.
Okay. When does your band, you got a great band, when does your band need to know the songs that they're going to be playing?
Like this afternoon.
Okay. Todd, what do you want to play?
They would be Private Eyes and Kiss on My List from Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Wow. Okay. They got work to do. Okay. I will let them know that right now.
But you've been to Daryl's house. Didn't you go?
Yes.
You played music up there in his barn.
Yes.
Is there any chance that Hall & Oates will be at the concert in 8 days?
There's a better chance of Jesus being at the concert probably.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to be there, no.
Okay.
No.
Is there an opening act?
Yeah. Drew Holcomb and okay. The Neighbors, yeah.
Okay. Where's Fritzy, though? Is he before them?
He's going to have to be somewhere like around my set because, you know, my band has to be on stage to play and everything has to be covered. So, yeah, it'll be more like around my set. Yeah.
What would you give to get out of this bet?
Nothing.
Okay. Because
I lost.
Okay. Because the other suggestion was that Todd gets to hit you in the face with a pie.
Oh, is that what y'all really want to do? Would you guys rather do that?
No. No. I'm worried about your career. That's all. I want to make sure that this is a positive for you. I just wondered how badly you want to get out of this.
Oh, I'm good with it. You know, it's Fritzy that has to be worried about. He's the one that has to sing those Hall & Oates songs. Those songs aren't easy to sing, man.
Okay, but how are you going to – what are you saying to the audience? So your warm-up act is done, and then let's say 10 minutes before you're going to go on, then you have to come out and say, hey, by the way, and then people go, Darius, and then you go, okay, hold on, I'm bringing out a guy.
I want to say I lost the bet to the Dan Patrick Show, and here's Fritzy out doing his best.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not going to know who he is.
No, they'll know who you are, though. So that'll be kind of something.
Okay. I think you should at least wear a shirt, a T-shirt. You're always wearing a T-shirt. Could you wear a
T-shirt? That says what?
That says maybe our names on it?
Wait a second. I got to sing and I got to wear a T-shirt with your face on it?
No, not my face on it. I have T-shirts. You know what? We have a T-shirt with Fritzy's face on it.
Okay, when he sings, I'll wear that.
Okay. All right, so sure. Todd, we got to get one of your T-shirts. What, are you a large?
I'm a medium, man. Come on.
Oh, come on. You're a large. You're a large.
I'm a medium.
No, you're
medium.
Sucking in your gut right now.
I'm always sucking in my gut. What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm going to get you a medium, and you're gonna wish you had a large.
No, I'm not. I got these arms to be showing out there. Come on, man.
Okay. Now, as a Dolphins fan, do you now hate Aaron Rodgers?
you know, we're playing golf at Pebble, and Aaron and I decided we're going to play together. So we're playing this year. And the one thing I said to him, I said, man, you can go to anybody you want. You can't go to the Jets. And he texted me. He's texting me, like, hey, I think I'm going to the Jets. I'm like, stop messing with me, man. Stop messing with me. So him and I are fighting right now, for sure. We're fighting.
Yeah, because
we're fighting.
Dalvin Cook maybe going to the Jets, so... You got a quarterback who can't stay healthy. He's taking, what, jujitsu lessons and learning how to fall?
Hey, jujitsu lessons, teaching them how to fall so we don't get any concussions this year. We're winning the Super Bowl, and it's going to break Aaron's heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can have another bet.
No.
No more bets? Okay, you're done with bets. Okay.
I'm done with that.
Okay. Country music, Mount Rushmore.
Oh, goodness. Man. Okay, Johnny Cash, of course.
Yep.
Dolly Parton. Goodness gracious, what a great question. Probably...
George Strait?
No, I don't think... I would think that Garth Brooks would be on it before George.
Wow.
But you're right, probably George Strait and... probably George and Waylon.
What about Willie?
Oh my goodness! It's probably Willie instead of Waylon. Yeah, wow. Well, see, that's hard. That's a hard question.
Yeah, I forgot about Dolly because I mentioned this. Hank Williams.
Hank Williams. How could I forget to put Hank Williams on there? Yeah, that's a hard question right there.
Have you gotten high with Willie?
Yes, very.
How does that work?
Well, I've hung out with Willie several times, and he's always awesome. And the first time we met, it was us and the Dave Matthews Band, and we were meeting him at the same time. And we all walk up on his bus, and we're sitting there waiting for him. And he sits down, and I'm talking about in 45 seconds, he rolled and passed seven joints. Seven in 45 seconds. Just rolling past, rolling past. And we're looking at him going, what is happening here?
Was his pot different than you had had?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was crazy. Yeah, okay. It's Willy Weed. Yeah.
All right. So a week from tomorrow, you know the songs.
Yep.
And then we'll get there. And then does Todd need to? Is there any warm up? I mean, just let us know because you got to do show.
I'll let you know because he might have to come to style check. I'll let him know.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, the Dan has an idea. Years ago, Todd bought a country outfit with a hat, a bolo, and a shirt from the Boot Barn in San Bernardino, California. Playing with a country legend like Darius Rucker seems like a perfect time to wear that outfit.
Yeah, but he's doing Hall & Oates songs.
Yeah, but you got to see this outfit, Darius.
You know?
If you're all about content, Darius, then you want him to wear the cowboy outfit. Todd? Would you be willing to wear?
I think you should definitely wear it, for sure.
Would you be willing to wear the cowboy outfit?
I would. It'll look strange seeing Hall & Oates, but if that's what you want me to wear, that's what I would wear.
Wait,
honor Darius.
What, Seton? What's wrong?
Yeah, Todd, he would walk straightly into like oncoming traffic if you told him to. Buddy, what are you doing?
It would be strange.
What are you doing?
Seton, this is all about content.
I know, but I'm just saying this is an amazing moment for my friend here, and you guys are doing everything in its power to make him look stupid, let alone he's got to get up there and sing. What are we doing?
He's going to look great.
I think he'll look awesome.
Oh, God.
I think he'll look awesome. You have your boots. Yeah. Everybody's going to have their cowboy hats on. Everybody's going to be in the mood, and you're going to go out there and sing Hall & Oates.
He's going to have his jeans tucked into his boots.
Yeah. I think it's going to... Darius is going to be wearing your T-shirt on stage.
Crazy.
This is going to be a disaster, and I love it. I love it. Okay. I'll be in touch. You be in touch. Let me know if Todd needs to go to sound check. Because that. What time is sound check on next Friday?
Yeah, I will let you know.
Okay. Like 5 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? Ooh.
4 o'clock, yeah.
And then you start drinking after that.
Well, I'll be sleeping. He'll be in sound check.
Oh, okay. Yes. What, Seton?
Can I ask Darius real quick, how long have you been on tour, like this current tour, this leg?
This tour has been like 2 months already, 2 or 3 months.
Oh, so you've been at it a while already.
Oh yeah. Mm. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Any special guest as big as Fritzy you've been on tour with you? Like on a cameo? Well,
nobody's bigger than Fritzy, so no. Nobody this year. We just been out doing it.
So nobody just says, hey, you're in my town, I'm gonna come. Like Taylor Swift always gets people to come up and sing with her.
She does. Yeah, I can't argue with that. You're right. She's even got me to do it. So yeah, I can't argue with that.
Wait, you went on stage with Taylor?
Not this tour, but I think the last tour I sang with her.
What did you sing?
We did All Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
But did you want to do her song?
No, she called me up and said, hey, I want to be in Columbia, South Carolina. Please come sing with me. I said, absolutely. And I went and sang with her.
Well, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. It'll be a week from tomorrow. We'll be there.
Week from tomorrow. I'll keep in touch. I'll let you know what time soundcheck is.
All right, but don't go radio silent on me when I reach out to you, and then I don't hear from you.
What are you talking about? Okay, for a day you didn't hear from
No, me. A couple of days. A couple of days. And then even then you sent me a message last night, what time? Like you didn't even put a question mark after what time. You were like,
because you know I'm in.
It sounded like you were angry. And then then Fritzy's nervous. And all right, so we're all good.
Dan, when am I ever angry?
Oh, I've seen you angry before.
You have.
I saw you angry. Remember when we played golf in Vegas and you lost to me?
Oh, that made me angry.
Yes.
Yeah, you cheated.
No, I didn't.
You played well.
I did. I accidentally played well. But now that we're both on the PXG team, you know, I got your secret weapon. By the way, this is the T-shirt that you'll be wearing if we can get a shot of Fritzy's. Paulie's holding it up here. Can you see that? That's the T-shirt.
No, I don't. I'm excited. Thank you very much. I'm excited about that.
That is hot looking.
I'm going to look so good at that. You're
all right. And we'll get you a medium.
Yep, medium.
Okay. All right. Thank you, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you, brother.
All right. That's Darius Rucker. That's Darius Rucker. Don't call him Hootie, by the way. Just call him Darius. Yes, Seton.
You know, I think had I known that Darius has been on the road already for 2 or 3 months, he's probably looking for something to spice the night up.
Mm.
Obviously, he wants Todd now to come on stage to do a couple of songs. Makes sense.
If I was going to spice up my tour, I don't think I'd have really? Todd.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Todd Fritz.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, you're singing 2 Hall & Oates songs. You have to go for sound check.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Pretty crazy.
2 songs.
God. There is so much of a difference between 1 and 2.
Oh.
1 is this, hey, this is 3 minutes. This is fun.
What's scarier, singing or doing stand-up? We saw how that went a couple of times.
Well, you might be funnier.
Okay, really? This is what you're going to do now. Appreciate the support. Why don't you dress up in a clown costume while you're singing it with cowboy boots and a hat?
How about we take a break? All right, we'll take a break. Last, how did we get to the end of the show?
Wait until Todd is standing in front of 20,000 people. I can't go for that. No,
no, no, can do.
We can't go for it either. Shut up.
Hey,
20,000 people, Todd. When you stand in front of that, and you're going to be thinking about the 100 people that were in Caroline's, there's going to be 20,000 people looking back at you.
Yeah. Hey, joke boy, you can't sing either.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.